In today's English lesson, I want to teach you about something big that's happening here in the United States in just a couple weeks, and I want you to be able to talk about it in English if you want to. But to talk about the thing I want to talk about, we really should go outside because this big thing is going to be happening outside. I might need my jacket. I'm not sure. It's pretty cold out still. When I get out there, you'll see there's actually snow on the ground, even though it's supposed to be spring here. Okay, I'm going to grab my jacket just to be safe. Okay, jacket is on. But for me to explain the thing I want to explain to you, I need to explain a couple other words. Wow, I said explain quite a few times. Okay, wow, that sun is super bright. But I guess it's okay because eventually I will be talking a lot about the sun. Yeah, we got a big snowstorm yesterday, but the ground is no longer frozen, so my lawn got chewed up when my brother plowed. That'll be fun to fix when the snow is finally gone. Okay, back to the real lesson. The first word I want to teach you is phenomenon. It's a good word to know, and you can use it when something is really, really cool, like something is so awesome you can't believe it. When I hear phenomenon, I think of the Beatles. Like most people around the world know the Beatles. Even though they were popular 50 or 60 years ago, they were quite the phenomenon when they were making music. I'm looking for a good place to record this lesson, and I really can't find one. But while I'm standing here, let's talk about the next really advanced word I want to teach you, and that is celestial. Celestial. That always has something to do with something in the sky. And now I want to talk about a couple celestial bodies. Like, think of that big yellow ball in the sky that we call the sun. That is a celestial body. Planets are also celestial bodies. How about that little red planet we call Mars and that giant planet we call Jupiter? Asteroids are also celestial bodies. There's an asteroid belt in between Mars and Jupiter. And who can forget the moon? It's that big ball that comes out at night. We call that the moon, another celestial body. Do you know the word comet in English? Those are also celestial bodies. They travel around the sun like we do on Earth, but they have these tails that come out behind them. Yeah, we call those comets in English. So now that you know celestial and now that you know phenomenon, I want to put the two together to talk about a celestial phenomenon that is happening really soon. I'm recording this in March of 2024. This thing is going to happen in just a couple weeks. And the thing I am talking about is an eclipse. Okay, so I'm not exactly happy that I am in my garage, but I think we're going to have to finish the English lesson here. It's just too many things going on outside. My neighbors are outside watching me. Somebody was hammering on their house down the street. So this is going to be the best place to talk about eclipses. Eclipses. So in a couple weeks, we are going to have something called a solar eclipse. And an eclipse is when one celestial body moves in front of another celestial body. It's quite the phenomenon. So there are quite a few different kinds of eclipses that I will talk about in English, but we are going to have the big one here. And that is a total solar eclipse. We need to talk about a couple other terms like solar, total, partial, and lunar. You may know what this thing is in your own language, but let me explain what happens in English. So you got the Earth, you know that thing, probably. And you got the moon, you probably know that thing. And you got the sun. So what happens is that all three of those celestial bodies line up perfectly. And what happens is that when we look at the sun, the moon is going to be completely and totally in front of it. And you can imagine a long time ago, before people knew about science and when they experienced a total solar eclipse, it could be pretty scary. That's when the day turns completely into the night when you weren't expecting it. Thanks to science now, I mean, I didn't come up with this myself, but I read about it. We know that it is going to happen where I live on April 8th, 2024, sometime like 3 p.m. It's going to be totally covered. The sun is going to be totally covered by the moon. But be careful, you could go blind. Unless you're careful. Going blind in English means you can no longer see. I don't want to go blind, so we'll talk about safety when observing a total solar eclipse. I have to lean against my car to be in the camera frame. I hope it's not confusing you. I hope I'm able to still teach English and still, even though it's like kind of awkward. The next term I want to teach you is partial. Partial means kind of or almost. Many parts of the United States will experience a partial solar eclipse. That is when like part of the moon is covering the sun. It's not as cool. It's not like the total thing, but it's still an eclipse. The next term I want to teach you is path of totality. I like saying that. Path of totality. I'll put up a picture of a map, but there is a line going diagonally across the United States where this eclipse will be total, the path of totality. Now, the city that I live in is going to only experience a partial eclipse. I have to drive about an hour west to be in the path of totality. And don't worry, I will. I can't miss this thing. I'm not sure there will be another total solar eclipse near where I live in my lifetime. That's kind of sad. These things are pretty rare. Remember earlier when I said that if you look at a total solar eclipse, you could burn your eyes? Well, I bought these glasses off of Amazon. There are only like four people in my family, but I bought a bunch. I'm going to give some of them to my students so they don't go blind. Yeah, I guess if you try to look at a total solar eclipse with the naked eye, that might be a new term for you. The naked eye just means like not a telescope. You know what a telescope is? It lets you see far celestial bodies a little more clearly. I'll put a picture up of what a telescope is. Yeah, so that you don't burn your eyes, you use these eclipse glasses. At least that's what I'm calling them. Doesn't quite sound right, but that's what the description said on Amazon, eclipse glasses. There's also what we call lunar eclipses in English. They're not quite as cool. They happen at night. It's also when the sun, the earth, and the moon are all lined up. They're all in like a line, but it's when the earth's shadow covers the moon, I think, and the moon turns red, like a blood red. I mean, it's kind of cool. They're not as rare. I've seen a few of them in my lifetime. The last total solar eclipse, I think, that has been in my area was when I was in like grade school. I think I might have been in fourth grade. We had a partial solar eclipse a few years ago. My kids were born. They're 18 and 16 now. I think they might have been 9 or 10. Some of these things are just fun to say for me. Path of totality, total solar eclipse. I hope you learned a little bit of English today. If you're still looking for more English, there are more videos I have on my channel. What about this one right up there? It's all about foods in English that start with M. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time.